It's embarrassing enough to admit that I watch this program. It's indeed my guilty pleasure. It ran from 1997 to 2003. I'm really not sure how we came about this, but I was telling the Sunday Services Committee that when I was in high school, one of my teachers said, if you want to change the world, make a movie about it. When I saw all the vampire movies, cartoons, and everything else, I wondered, what was Hollywood trying to tell us? What were they trying to change? Movies touch our hearts and awaken our vision and change the way we see things, Hollywood director Martin Scorsese once said. They open doors and minds. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer series covers a magnitude of themes around the horrors of high school, the challenges of growing up, the angst of friendship, but most especially, the empowerment of the self, coming of age. All of these themes center around the requirement that we must choose to face our whole selves and then accept responsibility that comes with that. Today we'll look at how the seven-year series might have changed the world using the metaphors of vampires, our shadow side, and slayers, our savior side, that live within us always and at the same time. It's interesting that this Buffy series lasted 122 episodes, and this was done intentionally. The creator Joss Whedon was totally intentional in how he created this series. And the number 122 in psychic circles means carries with it the energies of personal power. Sorry. There you can make anything possible if you believe in your capabilities. You have the power to create the life that you want because you are blessed with gifts and talents. This is really important, particularly in the end scenes and so how we get from the beginning to the end. And I have to tell you, it's quite challenging to figure out how to fit that in into little snippets, but we'll do our best. First of all, the name. How do you take a Buffy seriously? Like, really? And that was the point of writer Joss Whedon. He said that he was tired of the stereotypical dumb blonde who was always having to be rescued. He wanted to change our perception of her, and he wanted to change her perception of herself. Whedon uses Christian symbolism as well as Buddhist and Wiccan philosophies to make his points. He has declared himself to be an atheist. One of the main themes is consequences or karma. Redemption is another major theme that Whedon chooses to show takes place through our own efforts to acknowledge when one has done wrong and make amends. This is done many times over the 7 years and often done humorously, as in season 4, when Willow, one of the key characters, inadvertently causes Buffy to become engaged to a vampire when she complains to Buffy that she's spending so much time with him she might as well be married to him. Giles, her mentor, loses his sight when Willow says he can't see the pain she's in. And Xander, her best friend, disappears when she tells him he really doesn't matter. Whedon is showing words have power. Willow is in pain, as many of us are, and it's how we choose to handle that pain that's critical. Willow has tremendous power, and a lot of the times, her pain is a catalyst for much of the evil that takes place. And it's that relationship that she has with her friends that show the empowerment that can come through it. When Willow realizes what she's done, she fixes it and then bakes not evil cookies until they forgive her. And they do, because her friends understand her pain, have compassion, and believe in her goodness. Spirituality can be looked at in the series in the context of personal growth, relationships, and the world at large. I've chosen to focus on one aspect in each category to give a bit of an overview. I know some of you have watched the series and didn't mind sharing that at all, and others are complete novices, so It's kind of exciting to have that, and it'll be interesting to hear your comments at coffee. The power of self-sacrifice is a very important theme in this series, and we regularly see one of the Scoobies giving of themselves to help others. The Scoobies are your key characters, and I had to look up. I thought it was like Scooby-Doo, the cartoon series, and it could be that, because the other thing that Whedon tries to do is to show us that we really can't take ourselves too seriously. We do, things we do is very serious, but not ourselves. So what the Scooby is, he uses a British character as one of the main characters. In fact, one of the only adults to stay through the whole series. And he's British, and in Britain, apparently, the Scooby-Doo means I haven't got a clue. So this is really poignant, because they're always fighting evil that they really don't have a clue what's going on. Why is this happening? How do they defeat it? And so it's interesting. We also see the dark side when people choose to save themselves at the expense of others. In season 6, for example, Jonathan, Andrew, and Warren, they called themselves the Evil Trio, and they were reveling in it. They were having so much fun with the power and all the stuff that they could do. And one of them waffles between choosing to do the right thing and the wrong thing. And he really struggles with that. And he does both, with short-term and long-term consequences. And this is another feature of this series, is that there is always consequences to actions. And we'll see some of that. In one season, the goddess Glory takes over the body of Ben, a human. And in the end, Ben is given a choice. And his choice is to live, but at the expense of another's life. And not only one person's life, but the possibility of the world ending. This happens a lot in the series. There are always consequences to wrong behavior shown in the program, from losing friendships to losing your lives or other people's lives. Buffy herself makes the ultimate sacrifice with her life a couple of times, but before then she makes many, many small sacrifices each week, from sacrificing a normal life to killing one she loves most in order to save the rest of the world. Whedon attempts to show the viewer that every day each of us can be called to sacrifice ourselves in little ways to make things better for another. Think of mums and dads sacrificing for their kids. I'm going to show a little clip where Buffy does that ultimate sacrifice, where she kills Angel. Her, this is so weird, but Angel is actually a demon, and he was a very, very bad demon as Angelus. But he regains his soul, and Buffy falls in love with him, and he actually helps her fight evil. But in this particular episode, Angel, because of a curse, loses his soul and becomes evil again, and terrible things are going to happen because of him, so Buffy has to kill him to close the hell mouth from opening and all this stuff. The events really aren't the point. What is really important is the relationships and the interactions between the people. In the background scenes that we don't see, Willow knows of Buffy's pain, and because Willow can't tolerate pain, she doesn't want to see her friend in pain. So she's doing everything in her power so that Angel can regain his soul, and Buffy won't have to kill him. Well, she's too late. if he had just remained evil. But after this, Buffy thinks, I've sacrificed enough, I can't do this anymore, and she tries to run away from being the slayer, from being the one to have to save the world all the time. But she comes back, and she continually makes sacrifices that put the welfare of others ahead of her own. And this changes her, makes her grow and become more fully human. The vampires and demons in the show reflect the opposite of this. They focus on their desires only. And we know human beings who do that too. Whedon uses these scenarios as a metaphor to show what happens when we allow our desires, our addictions, to rule us. For human beings to realize their full potential and make the world a better place, an element of sacrifice is essential. It's part of the human experience. We even see this as the two primary vampires in the show regain their humanity, their soul, by a willingness to put others first over themselves. The show attempts to show that self-sacrifice comes from a desire to see how justice accomplished for others as well as for themselves, a heroism born of compassion. It's when the character is most compassionate that they are seen as a hero. Joss Whedon says, we don't need heroes so much as recognizing the hero within ourselves. There are others, usually in the form of vampires, demons, or ordinary humans, who choose what will make me happy versus how can I best serve the world. The series always shows the negative consequences of being self-serving versus serving others. This clip is where Buffy has a significant death scene, and it's important in what happens after. Again, the ability of people to sacrifice for themselves, for the sake of others, even others that you love, and others that you don't even know yet. And you'll see some symbolism when she jumps off the edge. And what happens after, we'll see in another little short clip. It's all connected. We did an amazing job with that, so let's just see here. This one's not a very short clip.
It helped turn off the overhead lights.
Oh, maybe. And sorry, I don't know how to change the settings in here. Okay. After this, Willow appears to worry that Buffy didn't have a natural death and is being tormented in a demon dimension, the dimension she jumped into. So that changes Willow. She actually becomes addicted to magic and all sorts of things happen. But one of the things that she does that impacts everything is she is able to bring Buffy back. Because of the fact it was an unnatural death. And this is what Buffy has to say about where she thinks she was, and note the adjectives that she uses to describe it. Wherever I was happy, at peace. I knew that everyone I cared about was all right. I knew it. Time didn't mean anything. Nothing had form, but I was still me. And I was warm, and I was loved. And I was finished, complete. I don't understand theology or dimensions or any of it really, but I think I was in heaven, and now I'm not. I was torn out of there, pulled out by my friends. Everything here is hard and bright and violent. Everything I feel, everything I touch. This is hell. Just getting through the next moment and the one after that, knowing what I've lost. They can never know. Even for what they have caused her to feel, being pulled out of heaven, her thought is to protect her friends from knowing. Now, we're almost done, and I'll give you the choice. There is a scene where she sings this. And it's an episode that's actually award-winning because it's one of the few that's ever had just an ordinary series. The whole episode's done as a musical with the actual actors who are not necessarily singers. They just, you know, some can, but that's not their forte. And Whedon was able to use this feature in order to express in a different way the truths that each feel. So you hear people telling their truths in music and song. And even though here Buffy has just said they can never know, she's forced to sing it. Are you interested in hearing that? It's about 4 minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
A little more volume. I know this.
A little more volume.
Oh. Very relevant.
Let's show and we all play. Let's show and we all play. Have a blast.
And Giles says she needs backup. He means backup to help kill the demon. But they get caught in the spell and have to back her up musically. I thought that was so funny the first time I saw it. And anyways. But you see the pain. Because Willow, she thought she was doing good. But really it was her own pain that she hasn't been able to deal with. So she wanted Buffy back, and her excuse was, well, it wasn't a natural death, she's in a demon dimension. So as a result of that, she causes more pain to her friends. Anyways, we can talk a little bit more about that at the end of the closing. The next area of spirituality is in relationship. Now, throughout the 7 years of the program, Joss Whedon provides many opportunities to show that when the community of friends support each other, they hold each other accountable and work together, then they can be successful in overcoming their demons, represented by actual demons in the show. But when they isolate themselves, demons, their demons, can cause them pain, cause it to themselves, cause it to each other, and cause it to the world. The primary example is the power of friendship between Willow and Xander. Xander's the most ordinary of all the characters. He has no special powers. He's just got heart. And that's what makes him extraordinary, but no powers. And it is he who's able to save them from the destruction of the world at the hands of his best friend. This scene takes place after Willow's lover has been killed. She's always losing people to death, and she just can't tolerate it. She breaks a moral code, even their moral code, when she kills the person responsible, because he was human. But she doesn't stop there. She wants to destroy those that worked with him. In her pain, and the magics she used, it's so powerful, again, because of the raising of Buffy, every time she does this, she gets more and more power, and it changes her. A signal to the rest of us when we use our addiction and think that we're being more powerful through it. She's able to feel the pain of the whole world. And what she decides she needs to do is to end the world to stop the pain. And all this because she could not choose forgiveness. Her best friend, Xander, still loves her. And through that love, she's able to reach her humanity. We'll have a look at that.
Thank you. burn and smell it.
That still chokes me up. Okay, where are we? Oh yeah, power. Oh, this is even better. Okay, just we're going to take a musical prelude just to kind of put some of that into perspective. Lean on me, and the words are there, so if you'd like to sing, please do.
We all need somebody.